These anti-war demonstrators outside the White House are from the group Answer Coalition. The group's Eugene Poirier says any U.S. military action in Syria will only lead to more violence.
U.S. military intervention will not assist in the bringing peace to the region. It will only further inflame wars.
That sentiment is being echoed across the United States.
War is barbaric.
Cindy Sheehan, who became active in anti-war politics after she lost her son in the Iraq War, led a group of 60 protesters in Sacramento, the state capital of California, where she is running for governor.
We don't want no World War III.
In New York City's Times Square, about 200 protesters chanted, "No war in Syria." In Houston, there was a small demonstration in support of military action against the Assad government in Syria, which the U.S. blames for a chemical attack that killed over 1,400 people. In Massachusetts, anti-war protesters marched outside the Boston home of Secretary of State John Kerry. And on the floor of Congress, protesters held up painted hands to signify blood as Kerry was making the case for military strikes against Syria. He said the U.S. must act to deter future chemical attacks. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, protesters like Mitch Sanquist say the U.S. should focus on problems at home and not get involved in serious civil war.
It's a country that has not threatened the United States, and at a time when we're facing budget crises at the federal and state levels, it's no time to be getting involved in another unnecessary war.
While the number of anti-war protesters is relatively small, their views seem to represent those of the majority. In a recent survey, 60% of Americans said the U.S. should not intervene in Syria. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.